see this number out this morning. Good to have some visiting with us. We want you to feel at ease as you make your visit. Encourage you to get your Bible and study with us. I have no intention of belittling anything you might believe, and yet at the same time have the responsibility of preaching the truth of God. And if you find I've taught something wrong, I stand to be corrected. But if you find truth is taught, our prayer is that you'll make the proper application. If you've never put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready. There's clothing here, the baptistry's filled. And upon your confession that Jesus is the Son of God, we will immerse you into Christ this morning for the remission of sins, as is taught in Mark 16:16 and many other places. If you have your Bible this morning, if you'll turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy and the 33rd chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, I want to read two verses for the thought of our study. And this is Moses, as he's called the 12 tribes together, and he's speaking to Asher. And notice, if you will, in verse 24. And of Asher, he said, Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers. And let him dip his foot in the oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. If you have your Bible, underscore, as your days, so shall your strength be. Moses recognizes, as the great leader of God that had been selected to lead his people out of Egypt to the land of Canaan, he realizes he's about to die. However, before he dies, he gathers the tribes together, and at this particular time, he's going to pronounce a blessing upon each one of them. And here in our reading, we read of the blessing, as we've already mentioned, of the tribe of Asher to the fact that they would prosper and be happy. But at the same time, I want us to examine the statement made, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. You know, that's an interesting statement. And you know what that tells me is that life has varying experiences. That there can be good days and there can be bad days. But one thing that at this time Moses is identifying is that whether it be a good day or a bad day, whether it be a difficult time or a prosperous time, that God will give you the strength to face each day. That within each day, God has given us the strength to go forward and continue to be faithful. And so at this time, I want us to examine some of the days that we face in life. First of all, there are days of plenty and there are days of want. And this can be proven in the lives of the saints of God in Bible days, especially so of the beloved Paul. If you take your Bible, turn with me to the Philippian letter and the 4th chapter. And when you come to the Philippian letter and the 4th chapter, notice with me kindly what the Apostle Paul had to say as he is writing at this particular time. In Philippians chapter 4, look at verses 11 and 12. Paul said, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." Notice that Paul said that in life there will come days where you experience plenty. And yet at the same time, in life there can come days where you may be abased or be in want. And just what these days were in the life of Paul, we don't always know, but we know that he had some days when all was well. And then Paul had some days where Paul was in want. And there were certain days in the life of Paul that he had a particular need. And you know, my friend, that there are many in this audience that can testify of the same. That they've lived in days of plenty, and there have been days where they've barely gotten by. And I'll tell you, my friend, the young of our day need to understand this. Not every day will be the same. There will be days where you will have need, and there will be days of plenty. There will be days of growth and days of setback. And so the first thing you can put down is that there are days of plenty and days of want. But secondly, there are days of health and days of sickness. I know that I need not spend much time to convince you that this is true. When Brother Caldwell concluded his meeting, you remember he quoted from 3 John. And if you'll turn to 3 John, notice what John has to say to Gaius. In verse 2, he said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Now then, Gaius was a sick man, yet healthy spiritually. You know, one can have spiritual health, but be physically ill. Or one can be physically well and spiritually sick. And I'll tell you that there can be days of health and days of sickness. Paul experienced such. As was brought out in the class by Brother Carroll, you'll remember that in 2 Corinthians 12, the Bible says that Paul had a thorn in the flesh. Here was a man who suffered. Here was a man who did not always have good health. And it's true in our age, whether one be rich or poor, whatever your race, that there will be days of sickness and health. And our young people need to learn that not every day is going to be a healthy day. But that brings up a third thought in our study. I want us to understand that days vary not only in plenty and want and health and sickness, but also in joy and sadness. I think we all can agree that in almost every home, there were days of joy and there were days of sadness. You can go back to the book of Luke in the 15th chapter that we all know so well, where in the days that the prodigal son was out living in the very filth of sin, when he was separated from his father, when he was doing that which was wrong, those were days of sadness in the home. But when he decided to come home, make his life right, you remember that was gladness in the home. There was joy. They made merry when he came home and repented of his sin. And how true is that today in the homes of people? Many days of happiness because of everybody trying to live together, do what's right, and fulfill the will of God. And then there are days of tears. Your home, my home, every home. But that brings up something else. As your day, so shall your strength be. Also consider spiritual joy and spiritual conflict. You know, there's joy in serving the Lord. As our brother prayed this morning before the Bible class about giving God worship today, there's joy in worshiping God. I feel sorry for the person who has no joy when they worship the God of heaven. But at the same time, there will be spiritual conflict. There will be days that we have to fight against temptation and struggle. And you'll remember what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 as he pens this letter to the church at Corinth. When Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, look at what he says in verse 27. "I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified." Now, some days we go through life sort of easy. And other days we find temptation after temptation after temptation. But then I want you to think about something else. Think about the days of death. Have you ever stopped to consider that in the day of death we face great trial and trouble? In the Hebrew letter in the 9th chapter in verse 27, you'll remember the writer of God said that it is appointed for man to die, then the judgment. You remember in Job 14:1, Job said that man who is born of woman is full of trouble. Their days is full of trouble. And you think about the day of death. You think about loneliness. You think about how the home is broken up. It's happened in my home. It's happened in many of your homes. And yet, my friend, there are going to be more days where we face such. But that brings up the question. How do we find strength for those days? Now, what was it Moses said? "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." In other words, God will give you the strength sufficient to get through the day. Well, what do I need to do so that I'll have strength to endure? The first thing I need to remember is God is the one that will supply my every need. Open your Bible to the Philippian letter and the 4th chapter. He's going to supply my needs spiritually so that I can endure and I can overcome every obstacle in life. Every temptation, every problem, I understand that God is with me. And when Philippians chapter 4, look at what Paul said in verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Do you recognize, my friend, that every day that my need is met, God has supplied it? Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, it says in James chapter 2. So now then, my friend, I recognize this much. James chapter 1, excuse me. I want you to think about this much. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. But then I want you to think about something else. Prayer. Prayer helps me in the days of trouble and struggle. In the 121st Psalm, you remember in verses 1 and 2, he said, my help cometh from the Lord. My help comes from God. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, you remember the Hebrew writer makes a powerful statement. When in verse 16 he said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now then, I want you to think about, my friend, that at this time, God has given us everything we need. God has supplied our need. But notice, He gives us help in time of need and mercy when we go to Him in prayer. You know that is a source of strength when we bow our knee to God in prayer, that God hears our petition as His children, and God listens to us, and God knows our heart. And I tell you, I pity the man who fails to enjoy praying to God. I pity the man who never turns to God, who never listens to God. You know, my friend, in the 119th Psalm, we have the reading of God's Word, and we need to learn to love His statutes. Not only do we have strength in knowing God will supply, we have strength in prayer, and we have strength in reading the Word of God. I pity the man that fails to read the Word of God. It's a shame so few study the Bible. When it's a help from the other side, it's God's revelation to man. You want to know why a lot of people are falling away and they're not strengthened by the gospel, they're not strengthened by the Word of God? They don't study the Word of God. If you do not know the Word of God, you don't know what God has revealed to you, then my friend, how can you stand up to temptation? How can you stand up to that which is wicked if you do not heed God's Word? And the only way to heed God's Word is to know God's Word. And the only way to know God's Word is to study God's Word. This past week, how many times did you open the Bible? I didn't ask how many times you opened Facebook. I said, how many times did you open the Bible? And I'll tell you something, my friend. Nothing wrong with Facebook except for one thing. If we spend so much time on Facebook, we forget to open God's book. We're in the wrong book. But that brings up something else. We have help from our brethren. They give us strength in the days of trouble. Paul said to help bear the burdens of one another. In Galatians 6:2, he said, bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Have you ever thought about that? That is fulfilling God's law. In Romans 12, it says, weep with the ones that weep and rejoice with the ones that rejoice. Have you ever thought that as the people of God at Eastside, your obligation to one another and our obligation to one another is to help one another? To give encouragement, to edify, to strengthen, to build up in the most holy faith. But then if you take your Bible, turn to the Roman letter and the 8th chapter. And when the Apostle Paul penned the letter to the church at Rome, notice we have help from the Holy Spirit and that He makes intercession for us. In Romans chapter 8, look at verse 26. Notice the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Have you ever thought, my friend, the Holy Spirit is making intercession? But not only the Holy Spirit, notice, my friend, notice Christ is doing the same thing for us. Look at verse 34. Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes what? Intercession for us. Isn't that wonderful? I can be strengthened by knowing that God has His Son and the Spirit. The Spirit, God the Spirit and God the Son are interceding on my behalf. But then look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And this is a powerful statement. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. That gives me a great sense of comfort. To know that all things work for the good of the ones that love the Lord. This is the strength for every day. I don't always know how it's going to work out. But I know ultimately that it will work for good, even if it means that I have to die here and go on to be with God. But look at 1 Thessalonians 4:10. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 10, when the Apostle Paul is writing, notice what he talks about when it comes to death. And notice that look at verse 13. He says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren." Now look at what he says. "Concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." If a brother or sister in Christ passes away, have you thought about that we still have hope? And when we pass away, the strength we have, and when we come to the time of our death, to know that God is with us, that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. Why? God is with us. The shepherd is guiding us. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. But the last thing I want to bring out, and it's one outstanding lesson that I learned from all this, is that God is interested in you. Have you ever stopped to think about how God is interested in man? Have you ever stopped to consider that God looks down and He's concerned and He's going to give us the strength to face the day? Some days it feels like we're not going to make it through the day. Some days it feels like we've been beaten and battered. It feels like we've been tempted and tried. It feels like we've gone through the ringer. And yet, my friend, we can lift up our eyes to God and God will give us the strength to meet the challenges of the day. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And even though we must go through the trials and temptations of life, God is with us. And that's why Peter said in 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast your care upon the Lord." Why? He cares for you. I like that. He cares for you. He's interested in you. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to pray to Him. He wants you to read His Word. He wants you to help one another. He wants you to do all these things to have strength for the day. And what has happened to a lot of people is they don't have strength for the day is because they fail and neglect to pray, they neglect to study, they neglect to encourage, they neglect to do the things that God has instructed. You want to know why so many have fallen away? They've neglected to do the things that give them strength. But if you do the things that give you strength, He'll give you enough strength to face each day. Isn't that wonderful? You ever just get tired in life? Sometimes frustrated. Sometimes overwhelmed. Well, my friend, I'll tell you what you do. You remember that God will give you the strength to face each day. But we need to pray. We need to study. We need to help one another. If you're in this audience and you're not a child of God, we want you to know that if you become a child of God, God will give you the strength to face each day. And you can become His child. As together we stand and sing, we invite you to come.